there is some respite potentially coming for mortgage holders, I mean people on variable and tracker rates, in the form of a very unexpected development in the United States. The collapse of Silicon Valley Bank has changed people's thinking on the smart bet being that interest rate hikes by major central banks are going to be are definitely on the cards this year.
Yeah, and just last week we had anticipated that the ECB would be hiking interest rates not once, twice, but four times possibly in the coming months. And that's on the back of a number of interest rate hikes in recent times as well. So that was a significant concern to all mortgage holders, but especially those on the tracker mortgages who've already had hits of, you know, 300, 400 euro a month on their mortgages. So essentially this is obviously really worried the ECB, what is happening in the US. They've seen the impact that interest rates hikes has had directly on the banking system and are concerned that awful word contagion, but if there were significant hikes in interest rates in the coming months, that could happen to a number of European banks. So bad news in the fact that we don't want any sort of wobble in the banking sector, because we know what sort of a crisis that can cause, and we've seen it here before and really are still trying to get out of it. But certainly it'll be good news for mortgage holders if they don't see those interest rate hikes in the coming months.
Right, John Cummins, silver lining to a black cloud.
Yeah, well, look, obviously we'll have to wait and see what the US Federal Reserve does in terms of their interest rates. They generally signal to the other central banks around the world the direction of travel. Obviously, it's a matter for the ECB, but it certainly would be welcome if there wasn't.
It's hard for people to understand in a cost of living crisis in an economy like Ireland, where the level of personal credit is quite high, how hiking interest rates helps in an inflation crisis at all when resources are so tight to handle, aren't they?
Obviously, in terms of the ECB, it has to look at the whole Eurozone area. And, you know, it's arguable that a lot of the inflation has been driven by rises in energy costs, and, you know, our rises in interest rates the appropriate way to go. But, you know, that is something that the ECB obviously weighs up. But look, if it is the case that it comes to pass that there isn't a further rate, or at least a lower rate rise, it would be welcome relief for home buyers and for those that have mortgages.
Richard O'Donoghue, is this something that's coming up in constituency clinics of yours, mortgage repayments?
Yeah, people are saying, how can they afford to pay if there is going to be, even if it's half 1% on 100,000, that's 25 euros extra per month. Most mortgages are somewhere in the region of 250 upwards. So that gives them a hike of about 70 euros a month. In an inflation area that we're at the moment, with energy costs, even with food bills, basic food bills and fuel costs for commuting to work and with your family commuting, they can't take any more. They're already at their limits and gone beyond their limit in areas. So if the ECB needs to look at this very, very carefully, by even they increase by half 1%, it could cause catastrophic across the field. Because, and the information that we have at the moment, there's 722,886 on residential mortgages, 90,500 buy-to-let mortgages, 300,000 customers on trackers rates, and 175,000 are on variable rates, and then 338,000 on a short-term fix that's between 2 and 5 years.
Right.
So there's a lot of mortgages, and they can't afford another cent on their mortgages at the moment. They need to feed themselves, feed their families, and keep the lights on. So any other increases would be actually catastrophic, I think.
All right. Is there anything the banks can do, Rory O'Murachu?
Well, look, let's be clear. I've had the same people who've been coming to me. Obviously, you have those people who are on tracker mortgages who are talking about, you know, increases, you know, that are up in hundreds, and you take it over a year, you're talking about thousands. What you've also had are those people whose loans had been sold to the vultures who are looking at crazy increases. You know, you're talking about 7.5% and whatever, and you are talking about people who are paying up, you know, 5,000 more at the minute. Right, they're getting possibly a temporary reprieve here. We had spoken about, and I had spoken to you previously, Colm, about the fact that we need needed some sort of targeted support for people in relation to their mortgages on their homes. I think that is something that still needs to be considered given the set of circumstances. Now, the only thing is we also need to get to the bottom of this. Obviously, Silicon Valley Bank had bought a number of bonds. It became under severe pressure with interest rates increases. And we really need to make sure how exposed we are, what the impact this is going to have on the tech sector. And I know some of that piece of work is being done at this point in time, but it does show you about the connectivity in relation to the financial system, and really, like, we could be looking at absolute chaos here.
Very briefly, John Cummins, then I want to get to some texts from listeners.
Yeah, no, I've looked at Sinn Féin's proposals around mortgage interest relief, and to be honest, you know, I think they're actually unjust. What they're actually proposing is if somebody was on a 1 or 1.5% rate over the past 3 years and are now after moving to a 3.5% rate, that they get 30% relief on the difference. Whereas if you had a mortgage holder that was actually on 3.5% over the last 3 years and will be for the next 12 months, they get no support under the Sinn Féin proposals. So, you know, I don't think that's equitable or just.
Okay, all right.
There's an element of it targeted, but we've also had governments. We've had government spokespersons who have spoken about, right, that they accept the people who had their loans sold to vultures need to be dealt with.
Right, sorry,
but they've talked in a very general sense.
That is the proposal.
But let's see some action on that.
Okay. That's all right. Text her in, Barbara. Lads, in all your who said what arguments, there are real people listening to this who cannot sleep for worrying. Can you not, for the love of God, put party pettiness aside, work together and sort this out? The real people are being impacted, or they're being forgotten here, says Barbara. I'm an ex-landlord, says another texter, just sold my two houses. No way I'd go back to being a landlord. The uncertainty for landlords is being caused by the opposition politicians is scary. And then somebody texting in saying that the problem stems from Leo Varadkar's ethos of looking after the multinational investment and vulture funds, and the repeated failure of Fine Gael and the governments to build enough housing. Do you want to very briefly say something to that, John Cummins?
Yeah, well, we are building houses. Right, 30,000 last year, largest number of social houses built since 1975, and we'll continue the trajectory of that. We were building less than 5,000 in 2013, 30,000 last year, and we'll keep that trajectory going in the right direction.
And look, the fact is,
those constraints will be in regardless of
the Sinn Féin are leaving. So we need to get some meat on the bones in relation to
the
in-situ scenario. And beyond that, let's deal with the reality. These people are leaving. So let's look at local authorities buying these. Yeah.
And that's what we're doing.
But let's make sure we can do it properly, because you have not given the tools to local authorities at this point in time.
Would they support tax?
Would you support tax?
Well, see, at this stage, there's plenty of people who want to sell directly to local authorities. Let's facilitate them. I'm not too worried about anything else at this point.
Is there actually an answer to that question?
No, I'll tell you what the answer is. See if we could actually facilitate those landlords that want to sell to local authorities.
And we're doing that.
No. There's still a huge amount of constraints in the system. Let's see about sorting out some of those
problems.
Rory's
clearly not authorised to give an answer to that question.
Okay.